Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's another episode of Heather Shaw is Kidding. Aren't you so excited? Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing swell. I've been having a good little week myself. I'm excited to get out to Salt Lake City tomorrow, today. It's today, isn't it? I forget that I record a day before. And it fucks me up. I'm in Salt Lake City tonight. I'm already in Salt Lake City. It's gorgeous here. A lot of Mormons in their magic underwear and drinking swig. Do you know what swig is? Swig is some fucked up drink the Mormons drink. It's soda and half and half. I don't fucking know. I won't be trying it. I don't think it's vegan. I don't think it's made for gay people that are out. I think it's only made for gay people that are in the closet. The Mormons, the gay Mormons, they love the swig. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm in Salt Lake City. The altitude is getting to me. Is there an altitude in Salt Lake City? God damn it. I'm here. I'm doing Wise Guys tonight, and then I'm doing Wise Guys Las Vegas tomorrow night. Come out to that. Thursday night football. I'm also doing, I think I'm going to see the Eagles, not football, the band, at the Sphere. So I'll have some good stories for that on the next week's pod. It's a good hot week for me. All the upcoming shows are on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. You already knew this, but I got to get into it. I'm sorry. I just got to say off the top where I'm going to be to make you aware. Maybe I'm in your city. If I am, come out to a show. They're unhinged. They're fun. As unhinged as this podcast is. If you're a fan of this podcast, you're going to be a fan of my live show. There was a lady who was offended by something I said online, and she said, I bought tickets and I'm not coming to your show. Now, I don't believe her. I don't think she really bought tickets. She said, I'm ripping up the tickets I bought to your show. First of all, nobody has fucking tickets, physical tickets anymore. I knew she was lying right when she said, I'm ripping up the tickets I bought to your show. Bitch, what? Where did you get paper tickets? Are you a boomer? Are you at home printing out the tickets you bought that could have just been sent to your phone via mobile ticket? If you are, don't come to my show. I don't want people who print out tickets to come to my show. It's not okay. You've got to get with the times. You've got to live in reality. Beyond that, I don't think she was telling the truth. I don't think she actually bought tickets to my show. And I said to her, I said, if this little joke I made online offends you, you're going to hate my show. Do not rip those tickets up, girl. Come on, Tina, rip them up. You cannot come to my show. You will be very upset. But I think I don't think she was telling the truth because, you know, who the fuck has paper tickets anymore? Anyways, upcoming shows. If you get tickets, they'll be sent straight to your phone via a mobile ticket. How about that? Like I said, Salt Lake City tonight, Las Vegas tomorrow. I'll be Naples, Florida next month. It's the only shows I'm doing in November. I'm taking a little break, a little breather in November. But I am going out to Naples, Florida November 7th and 8th. I'll be at Off the Hook Comedy. And then I'll later on in this year, in December, I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pottstown. I think Westchester is being added as well. Lexington, Kentucky. And then in the new year, in 2025, I hate odd-numbered years. God, nothing good happens in odd-numbered years. Starting to make me think Trump's going to win. 2025, the year Trump came back roaring with a vengeance. January 6th will rise again. There will be a January 6th, too. Electric Boogaloo, watch out. I don't like odd-numbered years. But in the odd number year, 2025, I will be in Dania Beach, Tampa, Tempe, Arizona, Fort Worth, Dallas, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Rochester, New York, West Nyack, New York City, Houston, Texas, Seattle. More to come as well. Always adding new shows. Shout out to my booking agent, Alec. He is amazing. I got to say, though, Alec, I love you, but every time I go to text Alec, I say his name a lot. I like to say people's names. When I go, thanks, I say, thanks, Alec. And my phone always auto-corrects it to Alex, and then I have to go manually change it back from an X to a C. It's very annoying, and my phone doesn't pick up on it. My iPhone 2, I have an iPhone 2. Can you tell by how this is recorded if you're watching on YouTube? I look like a potato. My phone always auto-corrects to Alex, and I hate it because I don't want him to think that I'm fucking up his name. He's doing a great job. And I always go, thanks, Alex. And then I have to switch it to Alec. It's a whole pain. I'm just going to block Alec, I think, at this point. I can't change his name. Join the Patreon. We had a great episode this past weekend from my pseudo cousin Patrick Smith. Unhinged stuff I can't say on the main pod. We put over there on the Patreon. You know, it's more personal things. It's more unhinged things. Even more unhinged than this main episode you get. Did we talk about CP? Yeah, we did. You betcha. Lots of to catch a predator talk. And where is Chris Hansen now? And creepy molester. You know, a lot of fun stuff over there on the Patreon. Join it. The extra episodes are great. I do sell the episodes if you just want to buy one instead of joining the community. I don't know why you wouldn't. What are you, not an ally? Come on. What are you, not a gay? You look like a gay ally. A gal-ally. Join the Patreon. It's anywhere from 3, 5, 10, 20, whatever you want to pay a month to support me. It's all $3 a month. Support a gay. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Get all the extra episodes you want. And then there's a chat. It's kind of quiet right now. We go in and out. The people there know. They know what's going on. They update me. I love it because they do update me. Somebody told me about, I think it was on Patreon. Maybe it was Instagram. We're going to get into it. Gypsy Rose has an audiobook. I didn't even know she recorded. Oh my God, I'm so excited. But you know, I find out things from the community over there. So thank you to my Patreon members. I got a review of the podcast. I love my reviews. I read them. And I listen to your reviews, by the way. Thank God nobody said, Heather, do an episode completely nude or else I'd do it. I literally do what you tell me to do. One person, probably a woman, reviewed and rated my podcast. And she said, love you so much. Can you chill the fuck out with the mouth farts? I can't stand it, Heather. Please stop mouth farting. And you know what? I'm going to do it this episode for you because you went through the trouble of taking 4 seconds out of your day to leave a review saying, stop fucking burping in my ear, you dumb bitch. And I appreciate that. So we're not going to have any mouth farts until somebody comes and leaves a review saying, where the fuck are the mouth farts, you dumb bitch? Well, no mouth farts. No mouth farts this episode. No MFs. You know what I mean? We're keeping the MFs to a shout. And I'm drinking water. I'm not drinking a carbonated drink this episode. That'll help. If I drink a Topo Chico, all bets are off, buddy. I'm blowing air out the mouth. I'm blowing a horn with my fucking mouth. All right, now that we got that out of the way, thank you for the review. I do read those. I do take your criticism and your concerns and issues, and I listen to them and heed them because I want you to have a fun experience. Unless you're Gypsy Rose, you probably won't have a fun experience. We're going to get into Gypsy, I promise. Trump awkwardly danced at a rally or whatever he's calling them. You know, it's kind of concerning now. Now I'm like, is he going to win? Because, 2025, an odd year. I don't like odd years. They never really work. And now I just feel like, you know, he's going to get into office 2025, fuck shit up. But he's not even trying. It seems like he's not even trying. He did like an awkward 30-minute listening experience at his last rally where he just was like, play the music. Put on the music. Put on my playlist. And he just stood there while I forget what the song was. They played some really awkward song. Probably the only song he could get rights to was like a classical song. I think it was like Pavarotti or something. I think it was Ave Maria by like Pavarotti. I don't know. Is Pavarotti dead? That's probably why he's allowed to play their music, his music. A gay man's music. That's perfect for Trump at a rally. You know, what's next? Play Gaga. Play Gaga doing one of her shitty songs from Joker 2. I want to dance. I want to tap dance. No faggots allowed. Play Gaga. I don't know. But it was an awkward thing. He's not even trying, and that makes me scared. Because Kamala's trying. And when we try, what have we learned? Nothing happens. It's when you don't give a shit and you just show up and you go, hop to it, that you get a podcast and $12 million. So that's where we're at. Really, if you're putting in effort, you're fucked. And Trump is just up there at this point saying, you know, he's basically like Paris Hilton as a DJ. He just presses play and stands there. And then the crowd goes wild. Or at least mild. So it's concerning. He's not even trying. I mean, he is what, 78, 76, 78? Anything past 70, you know, TikTok. Time's a ticking. But he just stood there for 30 minutes while the music played, just stood there. You know what he looked like? He looked like his own animatronic at the Hall of Presidents in Disney World. He really was doing his best Hall of Presidents impression. He was just standing there kind of swaying, kind of dancing like those mannequins in Home Alone that Kevin McAllister made dance. He was kind of, he dances like that, you know, rocking around the Christmas tree. That should be the next song he plays. You know, he's an awkward man. He's not trying, and that concerns me. You know, because when he tries, it doesn't look good for him. When he doesn't give a fuck and when he plays 30 minutes of a song he can get the rights to because the opera singer is dead. I love that, you know, Kid Rock has probably given him the rights to every single song and still Trump does not play Kid Rock. He's like, fuck that faggot, put on Pavarotti. You know, that's really fun. You'd think that Hulk Hogan would give Trump the rights to any of the Brooke Hogan songs. With Paul Wall. You know, where's that? I don't know. Trump is, we'll see what happens. The last, what, 2 to 3 weeks before the election happens and before, you know, this country goes one way or another. You know, I was thinking if Kamala doesn't win, it probably will just be like, oh, man. You know, liberals are just kind of pussies. If we don't win, we're just like, oh, bummer. Well, in 4 years, we can try. Oh, man. If Republicans don't win, there will be blood on their hands. Okay? It is scary. If Trump doesn't win, somebody's getting fucked up. You know, they can't, no means yes to them. They don't take no lightly or ever. And they just kind of seem a little bit more, well, they treat Trump like, you know, their cult leader. And nobody's really treating Kamala like their cult leader unless you're like Kamala HQ. So I don't know. I think Kamala's kind of pissed off her own people by saying she would have a Republican in her cabinet, which I don't think is a bad thing. She's not saying she wants Trump to be, heading over Homeland Security. She's not saying that. She's just saying we need to have some bipartisanship back. We need to bring that back. It can't be so divisive because when we're divisive, this is what happens. Trump is what happens when we are so divisive. So I think it's not a bad thing. Liberals or Democrats are saying, like, how can you have anybody that's a Republican? They're all Hitler. They're all evil. How could you have Hitler in your cabinet? It's like, they're not all evil. Not all Republicans are evil. Now, all politicians are not great people. So it's like, yeah, if the evil president wants to have an evil person in her cabinet, go for it. I do think that bipartisanship will kind of heal this divisiveness we have within our politics. I mean, Trump is a very divisive character, but you get him out, you know, you bring in some... Republicans used to just be like Mitt Romney, you know? Remember when John McCain was campaigning and a lady said that Obama was, not a U.S. citizen, was a Muslim? And John McCain was like, no, don't be batshit, lady. That's fucking crazy. I mean, that used to be like... Republicans, they wouldn't allow you to say that about their opponent. They would correct you if you said that Obama was a terrorist. You know, they wouldn't let that fly. Trump, of course, would be like, yeah, Malia Obama, she is Saddam Hussein reincarnated. You know, he would say that and it'd be okay. But in the old days, Republicans were pretty bipartisan. They wouldn't allow you to completely shit and tell lies about their opponent. So... we'll see. I think Trump was just standing up there for 30 minutes because he had to poop. I mean, really, if you look at the video, he's just up there for 30 minutes while this opera song plays. I think an entire playlist plays. An entire playlist of songs plays. I think, and he just stood up there awkwardly, kind of standing around. People were calling, saying he was freezing. I don't think he was freezing. I think he was pooping. You know? I think he had to go. He had to focus. He kind of dazed off. You know when you daze off, you ever see like a dog shitting? You just kind of look in the distance, kind of strain a little, but try not to let you on and know. He was pooping. I don't know. I think he's just kind of, he's given up, and that's kind of scary because when he gives up, it just seems to work in his favor when he just doesn't give a shit anymore. He's probably tired, too. He's 78, and he's got to constantly be racist publicly. That's tiring. I would be so tired if I constantly had to say racist shit, sexist shit, homophobic shit, misogyny. Oh, my God. I would be exhausted. I just want to be golfing. I want to say these things quietly to the cart girl. I don't want to have to say it to Butler, Pennsylvania. Gross. These people smell. We'll see what happens with the election. Not very excited about it. Hoping for the best, expecting the worst. That's all I can say about American politics. I made a video online. You may have seen it. If you haven't, we're going to talk about it. I saw a great, beautiful headline saying that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have decided and are considering moving to Europe. What? You don't say. Why would you go? What is it? Is it the economy you don't like? Is it these gas prices, you multimillionaires? Is it the public education system? You worried about your kids not getting educated? Or you put them in private school? So it's not that. Healthcare? Is healthcare too expensive for you, Ashton? Why are you guys moving? I'm sorry, why are you guys fleeing? It seems like a flea. It's more of a flea than a move, isn't it? What? Is it because your daddy diddler is in prison and might turn on you so quickly? Wait, where are you going, Ashton? Mila! 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 They're doing the most suspicious thing they could do. Truly giving zero fucks. I'm surprised they didn't try to move after they wrote that note that got exposed. Remember when they wrote that note to the judge? Sticking up for Danny Masterson? The rapist extraordinaire, Danny Masterson? They wrote a note to the judge. Hey, judge, come on, man. He's pretty fucking cool. He was in the show, the hit show, That 70s Show, that we were all in. Mila was 14. I was 20. I was making out with her. It was fucking normal. Now she is my wife. Yes. Did I groom her? No, we weren't together the whole time. She was dating that freak, Macaulay Culkin. I swooped in. We have some kids now. We're cool. Anyways, let Danny Masterson go. So he raped some women. Did you know he has a daughter? Yeah, he's got to raise another little girl. He's got to raise a girl. He wouldn't do any funny stuff with her. Let him go, Judge. Remember that letter? And then they apologized. Because I don't think they knew the letter was going to go public. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't give a fuck, but they made an apology video after that letter went public and people were like, why are you pleading for the freedom of a rapist? What was that about? And then they made a video from their fucked up shed near their pool. They just went into like the gardener's shed, propped up a video, you know, because when celebrities make apology videos, they try to look as normal as possible. It's so laughable because they're like, okay, wear the ugliest sweater you have. Don't do your makeup. Do a light makeup. Tussle your hair a little. Look like you have to work two jobs and feed three mouths on, you know, $20,000 a year. Look like that. Speak to the people. And they got in their fucked up shed that they've never seen before. They've never been inside the shed. They just assumed it was like, you know, I don't know what they thought, where a lawnmower sat. I don't know. But that's definitely their gardener shed near their pool. They propped up their camera and they were just reading. Mila Kunis, you could see, was reading off of like a cue card, like she was hosting SNL. We did not intend to hurt anybody's feelings with this. We are so sorry for this. We're going to make a donation to ourselves. It was rough. These two actors are pretty good actors. I like Mila Kunis as an actress. I think she's a fantastic actress. I think Ashton Kutcher's a decent actor for being Ashton Kutcher. But ew, they're gross people. They're fishy. And now they're going to Europe. They said, we got to get out of this heat. Too much sun in LA. It's damaging our skin. That's why we're going. We got to go over there to London, eat some fish and chips and hide out. It's nothing to do with Diddy. It's nothing to do with Diddy. Kushner. Kutcher isn't on those tapes touching whatever hole, some drugged up hole that he's diddling with the diddler. I don't even want to know. I was reading these new lawsuits that are coming against, that's the wrong word for that. I'm not going to say that are coming against. These new lawsuits that are being slapped all over and slathered like baby oil on Diddy's face. How about that? These lawsuits that are being lashed out at, thrown at Diddy, thrown at him like a fucking, you know, drugged up drink. They're really hard to read, these lawsuits, because they're just icky. It's a lot of Diddy. Now there's like some male accusers. So some male accusers are saying that Diddy has done things like, oh yeah, they had a drink at his party and they felt really woozy, and then cut to their, you know, Diddy's dick is in their mouth, or, you know, it just crazy shit. I don't want to read about this shit, but it's stuff like that. Seems to me that Ashton Kutcher was incredibly close to Diddy, and seems to me that he is purely fleeing. He is going over to Europe, where the Roman Polanski's roam. You know, he wants to be over there. I don't really know the extradition laws. I don't keep up with that, because why would I have to? That's the last thing I'm thinking about, is extradition laws. But, you know, there may be some in Europe. This is an article that came out by In Touch Weekly. Now, In Touch, it's a very publicist-heavy publication. It's like People Magazine. Any article you read in People Magazine was fed to People Magazine from a publicist. It is so sterile. It's not real gossip. It's everything they want the public to know about their client. It's all just bullshit. Some of it's light and cute and doesn't matter. It's like inside Tori Spelling's home. And it's just her, you know, studio apartment in L.A. because Aaron Spelling left her nothing. You know, there can be cutesy stuff like that. What does Tori Spelling do to keep the weight off? It's like cocaine. Or, you know, Kelly Ripa's diet. You know, it's all just bullshit. It's one almond and a glass of water every day. She eats like a fucking, you know, squirrel. She looks like a bobblehead, you know. But then there are other articles that are like, you know, celebrity couples dating, and anything that the celebrity wants the public to have a perception of, they just feed to People Magazine or In Touch. So this is a verified source. I mean, maybe Ashton and Mila's publicists were testing the waters with the story of like, hey, In Touch, why don't you to do a story about how my clients are planning to move to Europe? We just got to test the public's perception of this, kind of see what they feel. I'm telling you, people don't feel great. I made a video on TikTok and I posted on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube because I'm just a social media whore. And, you know, part of me was a little like, God, I hope nothing happens to my account. Not that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis know who I am, give a fuck who I am, or worried about what a comedian is saying online, but it's still just a thing of like, ugh, it's a dark thing that these videos I make that I allude to the fact that Ashton Kutcher had a nefarious hand in what Diddler was doing. He stuck up for Danny Masterson. He's just an icky person. I think I call him a fishy person. And it kind of freaks me out, but you know, I don't think anything would really happen, hopefully. I mean, I could, if I piss off one celeb the wrong way, they can just remove my account, I'm sure. I think Lena Dunham did it before, and it will happen again. I had to block Dunham. I don't want to block Dunham, but I had to block her. I can't get Dunhamed again. Ashton is so, this is from the article. According to an In Touch Weekly source, their publicist, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are reportedly planning to move away from Hollywood and head to Europe to escape the current drama surrounding Diddy. So that part, I don't know why they'd put that in, but who knows. Ashton's so exasperated that once again, he's being dragged through the mud because of his past associations. God, he's just so exhausted. All of his friends are going down. It's not fair. Danny Masterson, prison. P. Diddy, prison. What's next for Ashton? Prison? That's unfair. He's just so tired. Why couldn't he be friends with good people? Like Betty White. And, I don't know, the gay kid from Glee. God. Kutcher, Kunis, and their children reportedly spent the summer in Europe. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? It's all bullshit. Neither Ashton Kutcher nor Mila Kunis have confirmed a relocation to Europe as of this writing. I think this is just their publicist and their team kind of testing the waters. Now, look, do we really care? I don't know if they'll ever go down. It's very suspicious. It's very weird. I'm starting to think Ashton Kutcher married Demi Moore just to be close to her weird underage daughters. Not that they're weird. I don't mean to call them weird, but just underage daughters. I mean, why the fuck else would he marry a cougar? I mean, Demi Moore is amazing, and Ashton Kutcher's he's very much like Chris Pratt, where Chris Pratt is a social climber. And Ryan Reynolds as well. Ryan Reynolds is a social climber too. Ryan Reynolds was struggling getting into the industry, started dating Alanis Morissette. She fell madly in love. He claims he fell madly in love with her. They were engaged for like 7 years, never got married. And then Ryan Reynolds dropped her so quick for somebody else and just kept climbing and climbing and climbing until he got to Blake Lively. What a score, man. Good for you. Ashton Kutcher seemed that way. He was kind of, you know, doing like he was dating Brittany Murphy and like January Jones and all these little whatever. And then he landed Demi Moore. Demi Moore, the legend, who I love. I will never say anything bad about Demi Moore. You shut your mouth if you want to say something about Demi Moore. She is a saint. She's taking care of Bruce Willis. She's helping out. She had beautiful children. You lay your fucking, close your trap about Demi Moore. She's great. But, you know, and then Ashton married her and that didn't work out. And then, you know, his social stock kind of, he was huge at that point. And then Mila Kunis, you know, his little tween co-star. You know, isn't that fun to work with a 14-year-old and then somehow marry her later on in life? That feels good. Yeah, he seems like a social climber and also just a creepy guy. I went over Thorn, the organization that he founded. I went over that on my Patreon episode before. You know, I'm not going to rehash it. If you're a Patreon member, you don't want to hear me talk about that again. But it is icky stuff. It's weird. Thorn is essentially what Ashton Kutcher co-founded and was on the board of. It's just essentially a program that is a database that collects CP images and data in an attempt to prevent abuse of minorities or something. It seems a little weird. So essentially you're just collecting images and information about underage abuse, and then now I don't know. I can't get too far into it. I have a life to live. I can't. But it's suspicious, this Ash and Mila move, if they actually do move. It's weird how Mila's just standing by this guy. Holy shit. She already lost her reputation writing a note to a judge for Danny Masterson. You know, her coworker as well, but Jesus Christ, lady, get a grip. You were so much cooler when you were dating Macaulay Culkin. Holy fuck. And it seems like she's going with him. She's going to go to Europe. She's standing by her man. She loves that little Danny Masterson, P. Diddy loving man. The father of her children. I get it. Who knows, though? Maybe they're just both icky people. It's very suspicious at the end of the day. I imagine they're packing up their bags, you know, packing up the house, singing that Parks and Recreation song. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. No, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. We gotta get the fuck out of here. We are at Ashes. Good luck to them. I don't think anything will ever really happen. If P. Diddy dies in prison within the next year, everything will blow over and it'll be fine. You know, it's just hip-hop's Epstein. They'll be okay. I don't really think like Jay-Z and Ashton Kutcher are going down. A lot of people are like, this is the fall of celebrities. It's like, I think that, you know, big fish get taken down and then other people maybe collateral damage, or maybe they just get skate by and you go, oh yeah, remember Ashton Kutcher? You know, a lot of these people just want to fade away with their millions. They made millions off of us, giving us art such as Just Married and Dude, Where's My Car? And now they just want to kind of just fade away. They should just go away. I don't know if celebrities like this can ever just go away. I think they need that public attention. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they really go to Europe or if this was just a little test from their team to see how the public would react to this. And I'm telling you, we don't buy it. Oh, you want to go over to Ireland? You want to go to the UK? All right. Yeah, from LA to London. We'll see. All right, Gypsy Rose, we got to get into it because somebody DM'd me on Instagram and told me about this and I had no fucking idea. Where have I been living? Under a rock? Gypsy Rose has a book. I did not know that. Do you know what the book is called? It's a memoir. I love memoirs. I'm a memoir whore. Look at my shelf. Somebody on YouTube, by the way, said, do a book tour. And it's like, you can literally see it right here. What do you want me to do? Open the pages and tell you what it smells like? This one smells like fish. What do you want me to do? This is, I mean, and then other people are like, do you really read all these books? Most of these books I have read, yes. Some of these are lilies and I won't touch. There's a book by Lana Del Rey that I just open when I need a good laugh. It's not a comedic book, but, you know, any tool is a weapon if you hold it right. Any book is funny if you've got a good author. I love memoirs, though. Most of these books are memoirs. I would say the majority of these books are memoirs. Crying in H-Mart, that's great. I'm Glad My Mom Died, Jeanette McCurdy, great. I haven't really gotten to audiobooks, but boy, am I about to get into audiobooks with Gypsy Rose. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to blast this thing in my car at every fucking red light. And then I met Ken. What an amazing man. It's just me driving off listening to that. Oh my God. Every party I go to, I'm putting on the Gypsy Rose memoir. The Gypsy Rose memoir is called My Time to Stand. I like it because she was in a wheelchair forever. A better title would have been My Time to Stab. The Gypsy Rose Spectacular. It's just a word she made up. She doesn't even... It's just a spectacular is the word she made up for her book. The Gypsy Rose Spectacular Memoir, My Time to Stab. Bye-bye, Dee Dee. It's going to be great. I can't wait to read. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to listen to the audiobook. Here's the rundown. Oh, boy, Gypsy. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is inviting fans into her life as if she hasn't already. Gypsy Rose is inviting fans into her life and continuing her advocacy for others affected by Munchausen syndrome by proxy with the release of her new memoir, My Time to Stand. Very clever because she was confined to a wheelchair most of her childhood. Now, that is very sad. I'm glad that she can stand. It's great. I love the title. In the upcoming memoir, Gypsy shares intimate details of her experiences, offering a deeper look at her life. I was about to mouth fart and I'm not going to. Do you know how hard it is for me to hold back a mouth fart? You're welcome, lady who left the review. A deeper look into her life under her mother's control and her journey to reclaim her independence. The best way to reclaim your independence, Gypsy, is to rush into a marriage with a very large man named Ryan. And then when that doesn't work out, go running into the arms of a very scrawny man named Ken. Talk about independence. All right, I'm not trying to shit on Gypsy.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Okay, I know she's had a hard life. I think what she did to her, what she had set up for her mother, it was warranted. I do not stand on the side of, like, she should be in prison. She was deeply traumatized. It's just her voice is fun. If she had a normal voice, I wouldn't be in love with Gypsy Rose. I'm sorry. It's just fun. It's just fun to do her voice. A lot of people are like, why are you so fucking obsessed with Gypsy Rose? It's because of her voice. I'm Gypsy! She says, I am in love with the title of my book, not only because it addresses the question I get most, but because in our pain and our struggle, we can find what it is we want to stand for. She should run for office. With this kind of wording, she should run for office.
Inside our stories, if we dare to sit in the stillness of them, our purpose can be revealed. And we all have a purpose.
Now she's turning into Mickey Mouse. I see what's going on here. Gypsy and Mickey are becoming one. It's like the substance. Gypsy and then Mickey. Okay. I'm excited to hear it, the audiobook. I know that I joke around a lot about Gyps, but I'm really gonna listen to the audiobook. I feel like after three chapters in, it's gonna start sounding like a mosquito buzzing in my ear, and I want that feeling. I want the gypsy mosquito. Give me your malaria, Gyps. I just want to turn on the audiobook, and after an hour or so, it's just... just, you know, that's what I want. I think it'll be good. She certainly didn't rewrite the book. She's got a ghostwriter. And by ghostwriter, I don't mean her mother. Okay, that ghost. But, you know, she definitely got a ghostwriter. I can't imagine she was sitting down hammering this out in between, what, TikTok lives with Ken and feuding with Ryan. You know, she just, she sat down and she spit out her life and somebody put it into a book, and that's how you do it. I mean, that's the best way to write a book, honestly. Get somebody else to do it. She wants to inspire others. That's great. She's already inspired plenty. She's inspired me to keep doing comedy. I love her so much. I love Gypsy. I want the best for her. I really do. She's 32 years old. Wow. The book will be released, My Time to Stand, not Stab. My Time to Stand will be released on December 10th, right in time for Christmas. I know what I'm getting everybody I know and love and hate. I'm getting them the Gypsy Rose memoir. They're going to be like, Heather, why did you, who is this? A lot of people don't know who Gypsy Rose is. I live in this Gypsy Rose vortex. Nobody knows who she is. I go to live shows and I have Gypsy Rose material that half the time I don't do because I ask the audience, do you guys know who Gypsy Rose is? Very few people, and only women, will just half-heartedly go, yeah. They don't care. I thought people cared about Gypsy Rose. Nobody cares about Gypsy Rose. If you do care about Gypsy Rose, please come to a show. I have jokes I want to do about Gypsy that I can never do because they bomb. Because nobody knows who Gypsy Rose is. You know, I can't, I mean, I do jokes. I say that, I ask the audience, do we think Gypsy's pregnant? And a lot of people say, yeah. And I say, I think she's pregnant too. She's got a baby registry. That's legit. You know, the only thing on her baby registry is a brand new knife set. These are the jokes I want to do that I can't. Please come to my live show so I can do these Gypsy Rose jokes. Maybe I should just burn the Gypsy jokes. You let me know. Comment off in the comment section. Sound off. I can't imagine how long this recording took of Gypsy. Is this a clip? Oh, this is a clip of her. Okay. It's rough. Okay, so I just saw a clip online on this article of her reading. She's sitting in a chair cross-legged, as you would. You got to get comfy reading a book. It's going to be an awkward read. It's going to be an awkward one. She's kind of sullen, as you got to be. You can't be happy talking about, you know, your mom convincing you have cancer as a six-year-old. You can't be like, and then she told me I'd never walk again. Oh, no! You know, you got to be like, my mom made us shave my head because she said the cancer was coming on quick and hot. Kind of like the same way Ryan came on to me when I was still locked up. Oh, no! I don't know, you know? It's going to be a fun one. I can't wait. Gypsy, we love you. I make fun of the people I love the most, you know? Look at me. I'm a Jim Carrey-looking bitch, faggot. You can make fun of me all you want. And I do want the best for Gypsy, and she is coming into her own. I just wish that she would just, I mean, she's pregnant. She can't cool it off with the men. You know, she's raising a family now. Get that book when it comes out. Get that book. It's going to be a good one. A good Christmas gift for anybody you love or and hate. All right. Dennis Quaid is making some news over here. Dennis Quaid. Now, I like Dennis Quaid in The Substance. He played a horrific man, and he played it well. And you know, it's probably because he's playing what he knows. Dennis Quaid is he's pro-Trump. You know, and this is the thing. Like, I don't really care if a celebrity is pro-Trump. Let's be real. Lana is probably going to vote Trump or not vote at all so that it doesn't come back to bite her. But like her husband, Jeremy, definitely going to vote Trump. I don't care. Like, you know, I can only, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's a Trumper. He probably, you know, is an idiot. It's fine. Whatever. I can't care that much. And I'm certainly not going to be like, you know, not going to watch something somebody's in just because they vote for Trump. You know, I like to have my art. I can separate the art from the artist. I'm not really watching a lot of Dennis Quaid art, so it's okay. But he was at a Trump rally at Coachella, which is fun because anytime you think Coachella, you think the music festival. But this was just at Coachella, the actual town, Coachella, California, where they do Coachella. But, you know, it's October, so not as cool. He seemed a little drunk. Dennis Quaid got up there and gave a rousing speech that only a drunk uncle who's voting for Trump could give. I mean, Dennis Quaid, he gives off drunk vibes. He seemed allegedly, listen, I'm trying to keep these mouth farts in. You don't know how hard it is to control it. God, you're welcome, lady. But he seems, he's got the drunk face, which is like always kind of bloated, kind of puffy, kind of oily. His neck is very red. It just looks like he just falls asleep every day in the sun after having three mojitos. You know, he's just kind of, he's just got that alcoholic bloat. I don't know how to say it. But, you know, he looks like he could fix a car, honestly, this Dennis Quaid. I don't know if he could, but he's got that, like, alcoholic plumber look. He gave a speech. You know, people are kind of ripping on him, but it's like, hey, his body is choice, man. What do you want? You can't say my body or my choice and then rip on somebody for doing something with their own body, like drink itself to death, turn your liver into a prune. Dennis Quaid has declared Donald Trump the best president since Ronald Reagan. Wow, what a diss to Bush. What did Bush do to you, Quaid? What, you didn't like Bush's 20 years war? You didn't not a fan of 9/11, Quaid? Fuck you. The Golden Globe nominee referenced his starring role as his favorite president of the 20th century in the recent Reagan biopic. Okay, so this is just Dennis Quaid promoting his movie. This is literally what it... Don't trust these actors to do anything that doesn't involve and revolve around promotion. He just gave a speech in California to promote his recent Reagan biopic, where he plays Reagan. God damn it, I hate actors. Quaid said, God bless you, God bless America. I'm here to tell you today that it's time to pick a side. Now, he did say this a little slurring. He was drunk. But dude, what else are you supposed to be at a Trump rally? If I'm going to a Trump rally, I'm relapsing. I'm getting shithoused. That's the best way to go. It's like going to a fucking local carnival. You don't go sober. What are you doing? You go fucking shit-faced and ask, you know, the guy running the machine if he has any coke left. Right? He kind of sounded like this. God bless you. God bless America. I'm here to tell you it's time to pick a side. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution? They love the Constitution. God, they fucking love the Constitution, huh? God damn, do they love some white men writing up some fucking rules. They love a fucking 1700s rule book. God damn, they get hard for the Constitution. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution? Or for TikTok? Honestly, I want to stand for TikTok. TikTok has done more for me than the Constitution. Sorry. Where else can I see Taryn Manning going live in a bandana around her head? Hey, what's up, TikTok? Yeah, I'm sober. Who's saying I'm not sober? This is Taryn fucking Manning. I was in Crossroads with Britney Spears. She's a bitch. Where else can I see Taryn Manning going live on TikTok? But TikTok. Fuck your Constitution. Does the Constitution have Taryn Manning on a meth bender talking about anything she wants because she's Taryn fucking Manning? Does the Constitution have Ryan doing polls talking about Gypsy Rose? Hey, how you doing there? All right, let's do another poll. Do we think Gypsy Rose is a motherfucking bitch? Red for yes, blue for no. Let's go. Let's do this. Where else can I see people talking about... I saw a video on TikTok of a lady saying she only wears one pad her entire period. Is the Constitution going to give me that kind of content? Where else am I going to find somebody like Molly Rutter? The Constitution doesn't have Molly Rutter. If you don't know Molly Rutter, we're going to get into it at the end of this episode. Where else am I going to see Joe talk about his fungal shell on his penis? Is the Constitution going to do that for me? Dennis Quaid, I'm choosing motherfucking TikTok. He said it's time to pick a side. Well, bitch, I'm picking TikTok. I don't care. You can take whatever free speech. I understand this is free speech right now, but how free is it? He seemed to be fun, drunk, you know, a regular Trump uncle, a Trumple. He looked like every other Trunkle, a Trump uncle. Let them do their thing. Let them drink. I don't know. I really don't care what Dennis Quaid thinks. I've never cared what Dennis Quaid thinks. I don't care what any celebrity thinks. I don't care if they're for Trump or against Trump. I don't care what they think about politics. He clearly was up there just to talk about that time he played Reagan. Wait, is the Reagan biopic recent? Let's look this up. Reagan biopic. It's from 2024. So yeah, he's just promoting his movie. Oh, it's in theaters now. Girl, he's got to work hard. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 18%. Let's see some reviews for this film. Jesus Christ. This is just an 18%. Critics consensus. While Reagan the movie undoubtedly admires Reagan the man, its cloying and glossy rendering of history flattens the 40th president into a caricature. Like Reagan the actor and Reagan the president, Reagan the new movie has a strained relationship with reality. Yeah, I mean, what's it going to be about? Him fucking planting crack in the streets by the CIA? What do we, you know, it can't be anything accurate. You know, it's got to be fake. It's got to be, you know, whatever. My, oh, my. All right, let's get into our ads here. We've got a new sponsor this week. I'm very excited to have them on. And we got our old sponsor. I'm wearing their show. I'm wearing their show. Girl, get it together. I'm wearing their shirt. God, I sound like a fucking... I'm wearing their show. I'm wearing the shirt. Lucy Brown, you know him. You love him. I love this shirt so much. Here's the pro tip, by the way. If anybody wants me to give them free promotion, give me clothing. I'm telling you, when people give me free, as long as it doesn't look insane, as long as it doesn't look super corny, like a graphic tee of like a man pooping. When I get free clothing, I wear it all the fucking time. All the fucking time. It's free promotion. If you want me to be a walking advertisement, give me clothing. Girl, I don't shop, so I wear what I have. I wear this shit nonstop. Lucy Brown, I wear this nonstop. This is not like, oh, I'm recording the podcast today. Let me put on a Lucy Brown shirt. No, I just wear a lot of this shit because I just wear whatever you give me. I wear this Comedy Connection sweatshirt that the club gave me for free. I'm just walking around promoting a Comedy Connection club all the time. If you want me to wear your shit, send it to me. I'll wear it. I don't shop for clothes. I just wear what people give me. Lucy Brown, you know him, you love him. My favorite coffee shop, Lexington, Kentucky. It's the best coffee around. I miss their iced Americanos. I dream about them at night. I can't wait to go back to Lexington when I do the comedy off Broadway and stop in and get me a fucking quad Americano. Like a real goddamn American Dennis Quaid. You got to get their coffee subscription from Lucy Brown. It is so good. It's so convenient. It's so easy. It comes like fucking clockwork every single month. It's amazing. It's like a well-timed period, a period that never misses. I'm not equating their coffee to periods. I'm just saying it comes right on time if you are an on-time period haver. Not me. It's a surprise for me every time. Every month I get, I'm signed up for the coffee subscription. So every month, right at my door, I get a new bag of exciting coffee from a different roaster. Every single month's a different roast. It's a different kind of coffee. Do you know how exciting that fucking is for somebody that likes spontaneity, likes something new? It's amazing. I love it. Their coffee subscription is one of a kind. You find different kinds of coffee you wouldn't even know about without Lucy Brown. Lucy Brown's introducing you to different roasters all over the country that you really would not even know about because they're not in the major stores. They're fucking small coffee roasters or indie underground. You don't fucking know about them. You can say that you knew about them before they blew up. It's like liking Chapo Roan 2 years ago. You can be that fucking bitch for coffee. Get the coffee subscription. It's beautiful. It ships right to your fucking front door. You never have to leave the house. It's like Uber Eats for coffee. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website. And then you get coffee starting at just $20 a month. It's a steal. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. Plus, if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order, okay? Use that code, get that coffee, get perky, love it. We love you, Lucy Brown. All right, Designs for Loving. Let's talk about Designs for Loving, or as I call it, DFL, baby, DFL. Designs for Loving, what is it? Our new ad spot, that's what it is. Designs for Loving is a spiritual wellness and self-development brand followed by intuitive guide and mystic mentor, Kaylee Wittes. See, she told me how to say her last name, and I hope I'm not fucking it up. It's spelled Widdes, but it's Wittes, not Wides or Wids. Come on, Kayla. Designs for Loving mission statement is love yourself, love life, find love. Kayla is a clairvoyant medium with a background in integrated psychology. What have you done today? Huh? She's pretty on it. She offers insight, tips, and tools, sharing her experience, strength, and hope on the DFL community broadcast. She also currently has a few spots available for a one-on-one DFL, that's Designs for Loving session, to goddesses, gays, and theys. No straight dudes allowed. I love this lady. I fucking love it. It's only for goddesses, gays, and theys. The DFL sessions combine traditional and metaphysical wellness and use a unique five-pillar method and a three DFL blueprint to help you step into lasting healing and empowerment and get to a place where you know that you are the healer. You are the psychic motherfucker. You will win the lottery yourself. Okay. She also offers online classes for self-development available to all. Straight dudes, you're included in this one. Including a free self-love blueprint course, because self-love is where everyone should start. And self-love for me is masturbation, and I've already started today. Check out Designs for Loving on Instagram to catch a vibe. If you use the code, promo code STAYGAY, come on, that's a good promo code, you get 50% off when you book your first DFL session with Kayla today. Come on, use the code STAYGAY. Get your first session half off. That's an amazing deal. Lily is going to book a DFL session, and we will report back. It looks very good. I'm all about loving yourself, loving life, and finding love. That is the most important stuff. So we thank you, Kayla, for being a sponsor of the show. Kayla Wittes. Wittes. Kayla Wittes. Kayla Wittes. Jesus fucking Christ. Thank you, Designs for Loving, and thank you, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring this show. All right, Zillow is in some hot heat here because they released an ad essentially convincing people or goading people into buying a house with a friend. Is that fun or what? That's where we're at, by the way. Zillow is saying, hey, you poor loser, you're never going to own a home. What are you, a boomer? No, you idiot. The only way you're going to own a home is if you get some friends together to buy a home all together. That's all. The only way you're going to buy a home is if you can get three other friends to convince to buy a house together. Share a fucking home. What's the worst that can happen? You know, have you ever lived with a friend and then that friendship goes south real quick because you're just surrounded by them 24/7. It's not somebody you're romantically involved with, so you don't put up with their shit. Oh, they left the dishes out again. God damn it. If only they were sucking my clit, I would put up with this more, but I hate this person now because we're just platonic friends and I have to live with them. Zillow is trying to convince you that the only way you can buy a house now, and they're not wrong, is to get your friends together like you're going bowling, but instead of bowling, you're buying a fucking house. This is the future, guys. This is the future for millennials, Gen X. I'm sorry, millennials, Gen Z, Alpha, whatever the fuck they're called, the ones that really scare everyone. Get a group together. There's a good chance that the climbing cost of housing is going to come up at some point. This is from Zillow's website. For some, lamenting the quickly rising rents and steroidal home prices, Jesus Christ, could easily segue into plotting an alternative housing solution, buying a house with a friend. Buying a home with friends can make home ownership more affordable. Yeah, but it's messy. Oh my God, who is this for? The only way this will work is if some fucked up polycule in a polyamorous relationship gets a house. I mean, and even then it's not really solid. A recent Zillow survey on co-buying, that's what they're calling it, co-buying. Can you imagine instead of calling up your friends to be like, hey, what you doing, bitch? You want to go to Chili's? You want to get fucking wasted off their Dollaritas? Is that Chili's? I don't fucking know. It could be Applebee's. Forgive me, I don't drink. Hey, what are you doing, bitch? You want to go see a movie? Nah. What else? How about we just go buy a house? Why don't we just go buy a house? Yeah, let's do that. That's fun. Co-buying agreements are the new thing according to Zillow. 33% of successful co-buyers and 45% of prospective co-buyers surveyed cited buying with someone else is more affordable than purchasing a home on their own. No shit. No one wants to fucking purchase a house with their friend, but this is what we're gonna have to do. We're fucked. We're absolutely fucked. You're just gonna have to put up with your shitty friend. You know what I mean? Nothing bad ever happens when living with a friend, right? This is the future now. You don't own shit. You co-own a house. Your parents bought a house, raised a family in that house. You're going to buy a house with somebody you met through your MLM. And you're both going to be in your rooms trying to get rid of those leggings you purchased and invested in. Do you know what I mean? It's really rough out there. I can't think of any friend that I'd want to co-own a home with. A commitment. A home is a commitment. You're still going to be paying a 30-year mortgage. You're just going to be paying it off with your friend, your Eskimo brother, or something. It's not good. I mean, this is like, I don't know. This is the future. This is what it will be. You will own nothing and you will be happy. If anything, you'll co-own something. I mean, just rent. Just rent. Nobody will buy a house. It'll be fine. The houses will be turned into what? I don't know. Airbnbs? Who fucking knows? This is like, you know, you're going to have, pretty soon you're going to need somebody to co-sign on your cancer treatment. You know what I mean? Before we can give you the treatment, we got to make sure that you can cover the cost. And we know that you're a millennial, so you're really fucking broke. You don't own shit. Can you get your weird aunt who's on Facebook and is a little too into Disney and believes all the AI photo images on Facebook are real? Can you get her to co-sign your cancer treatment before we proceed with this? If you don't, you will die. But is that worse? I don't know. Zillow is really out here trying to convince people that this is fun. It's not fun. It's dystopian. It's fucked up. What type of home should you buy with a friend? Think about how you want to live. Do you want a roommate situation where you share common spaces, or do you want a separate union, a separate unit, a division of the home, or something along the lines of a duplex? I mean, dude, so then now you're just saying essentially be neighbors with your friends? I cannot imagine trusting a friend. I mean, all my friends are comics. I would never trust them. I barely trust them to cover their meal. A lot of times I'm like, just Venmo me if you can. I'll cover this meal. I don't even know if you can afford it. I don't know if these people could afford homes. I don't know how much cheaper it would be. But Zillow really, I mean, they are working with BlackRock to reduce the amount of houses for sale for an affordable price. And then they're going to turn around and say, well, just get your buddies together as if you're going to a sports game. And instead, you're just going to buy a home. It'll be fine. That's the only way you're going to own a home. So you better start making some friends, freak. All right, what else did I want to talk about? Garth Brooks is a rapist, allegedly. He's a real piece of shit for doing this. Whether, you know, whatever you think. If you think Garth Brooks is great, then good for you. You have bad taste. Remember when Garth Brooks was Chris Gaines? That was my first sign that Garth Brooks is a fucking freak. He had this persona called Chris Gaines. And I remember he hosted SNL. And then the musical guest was Chris Gaines. Ew, I was like fucking 12 and I was like, this motherfucker's a freak. He's a fucking freak. Garth Brooks was accused of rape and by an anonymous person. She went by Jane Roe in the lawsuit. And what does Garth Brooks do? He turns around and he names his accuser. You know, he said, fuck it. If I'm going down, you're going down with me. I'm going to name you. He claims it's false. He says he's a victim of a shakedown. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, she just wants all your Garth Brooks money. Yeah, she really, you know, every woman really wants to be the in the center of a rape allegation, getting that heat against men. It always goes well for them, huh? Yeah, she just wants to shake you down. And they named her. It's a fucked up move by Garth Brooks, but what would you expect? How funny would it be if his defense is just, Your Honor, that was not Garth that night. That was Chris. That was Chris Gaines that raped her, okay? This is not his fault, okay? It was Chris Gaines who came out and really gaped a hole. And I mean, this is, Your Honor, let my man free, okay? Garth did nothing wrong. Garth is a loving husband. He didn't do it. That was all Chris Gaines. Yeah, he named the accuser, and that's real fucked up. And just, it kind of shows his character. You know, it kind of shows that he basically is saying, gloves off. I don't care, motherfucker. I'm going to name you. And in response, the woman's attorney wrote in a separate filing last week that they intended to sue, saying Ms. Rowe respectfully requests that she may commence her California. Oh, well, whatever. You know, I'm keeping a close eye on this, but also, like, I do believe women. And when it comes to rape and when it comes to somebody like Garth Brooks, yeah, I'm going to believe the woman. Sorry. How dare I? Now I got to stop listening to Garth Brooks music because he's a rapist. Oh, but I was never listening to it. So my loss, like, you know, and also I separate the art from the artist. So if you love Garth Brooks, you can still listen to his music. But remember, he gives a good raping. Okay. TikTok. Before we wrap this up, Molly Rutter is going off on TikTok. If you are not on TikTok, then turn this off. You need to go on TikTok. Is it, what do you want? You want TikTok or the Constitution? Make your choice now. I choose TikTok because Molly Rutter's on TikTok. Molly Rutter is, listen, I don't want to get blocked by Molly Rutter. If you say anything, if I comment anything that, you know, or I stitch her, I'll get blocked. So I don't say anything on TikTok. And maybe this won't find her. Maybe it will. She's a Buffalo, New York lady who kind of makes dating content. She is very Hannah from Girls Coded. She's very Hannah from Girls Coded. If you know Girls, you know Hannah Horvath. She's very Hannah from Girls Coded. A little oblivious, delusional, doesn't really, you know, get it. She went viral. I mean, I think I've talked about Molly Rutter on this podcast. She went viral for having, she's a 32-year-old, and she went viral the first time for going on a date with a 22-year-old guy who was a finance major. In the first date, she wanted to have him do her taxes. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. This kind of person. She's amazing. She's very entertaining. I wouldn't want to know her personally, and I don't want her to block me. I just want to lurk. And that's what I do. I lurk. But she's being a little bit canceled now because she made a video about her going on a date with a man to a haunted house. And it was kind of clickbaity, a little rage baity clickbaity. At the end of the video, she had a black eye and a busted lip makeup. It was makeup, obviously. And she was like, it was at the end of the video. She goes, "This is the worst date ever. Oh my God, I don't feel safe. I'm going to tell you all about this tomorrow." And people were like, "Oh shit, girl, are you okay? Did somebody beat you up?" You know, the internet's dumb. I didn't ever think she got beat up by a guy. I don't think she got abused, but the internet did not take lightly to that. And they were really worried about her. And the next video was just basically like, "Anyways, gotcha. That was just an ad for a haunted house that we went to." And by we, I mean, it was just her. There was no date. Nobody took her to the haunted house. It was just an ad for the haunted house that she did not disclose. And she pretended that she got, she was the victim of domestic violence on the date. As you do to get views. It's real fucked up, but that's my kind of fucked up. I like somebody that doesn't think about what they're doing and they just do it. And then, you know, there's consequences, but who cares? I love the internet. It's so fun. There's so many weird characters like Molly Rutter. And she just kind of, people were kind of like, "Hey, that was fucked up that you pretended to get beat up by a man for views. And really, you're just advertising a haunted house in Buffalo, bitch. Who the fuck cares about that?" And she apologized, and I think it's cooled over now. I think she's fine. She's got her followers. I'm still one of them. I can't let you go, Molly. I can't let you go. She's got a podcast with awful audio quality. I mean, I love her so much. She is the Hannah Horvath of TikTok. And I always choose TikTok over the Constitution, 100%. All right, until next time. I have not seen The Apprentice movie, by the way. I've been wanting to see The Apprentice movie, but I don't think I really care. I don't think I need to know any more about Trump. I really don't care. You know, I'm like, when I want to learn about someone, I'll read Gypsy Rose's memoir. You know what I mean?
And that's when I met my boyfriend online. What a murderer.
All right, upcoming shows. Salt Lake City tonight. Las Vegas tomorrow. Naples, Florida, November 7th and 8th. I'm in Tacoma, Washington, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Lexington, Kentucky, Dania Beach, Florida, Tempe, Arizona, Fort Worth, Texas. All of those tickets are on sale now at heathershawcomedy.com. Other cities have been confirmed, but tickets are not on sale yet for Westchester, Tampa, Atlanta, Chattanooga, Rochester, New York, West Nyack, New York, New York City, Houston, Texas, Seattle, Washington. Join the Patreon. Don't forget to join the Patreon for an extra bonus episode of this, or just to support me. If you just like my comedy, if you've been watching and listening for a long time and you just want to give me $3 a month, holy shit, you can do it. You can join the Patreon, patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Rate and review this podcast. I read the reviews. I didn't do one mouth fart this entire episode for that woman or man. Maybe it was a man. Maybe I read the whole thing wrong. I didn't do one single one for you, and I hope you're proud of me. I'll be back with some more next week, maybe. I mean, it was good. I didn't let any out. I feel good. I feel like I'm going to get off, you know, end this podcast and just go burp for 4 hours, but I feel good. All right, until next time, all tickets at heathershawcomedy.com, Patreon, I'm over there. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. I love you so much, people. Stay gay. See ya.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.